I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up out there? We are so excited today. We've got a brand new Hollywood Life podcast, and we have got a very special guest. Okay, you guys have all heard of Chrisley Knows Best, haven't you? It's a fabulous show, and the season finale is coming up, and we are so lucky to have with us the star of the show, Todd Chrisley. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in to New York. Yes. Clap. Thank you for jetting in from Atlanta. And you're here for all of like a day and a half, so you're having a whirlwind trip. But I guess it's hard to let you out of the house because you are constantly filming. We were, apparently you have like one of the longest seasons for your show. You've been going since March, and that means that you've got to be filming all the time. Like, you've got camera crews pretty much living in your house because you do this show with almost all of your very large family.
Yes. I mean, all of our family is involved. We film 4 to 5 days a week, sometimes six. Wow. And this season has been a long season. Fourth season has been a very long, memorable, fun, exciting time for our family.
Now, you've been doing this for 4 years, and you're doing it 4 to 5 days a week. So how do you have time to, like, do any other job? Like, I understand you made a lot of money in real estate. So do you still actually do real estate? Like, do you buy and sell houses? What do you do?
I do still... I'm involved in real estate very heavily. I do developing with raw land, residential, commercial, so I'm very busy. So constantly, if we're downtime or what have you, I'm responding to emails, I'm texting, I'm making sure that the things are still working within our company.
So you've got to be a high energy person. Now, for the listeners out there who aren't so familiar with the show, let's just tell them a little bit about the show and also about the members of your family who are on the show, because the show really revolves around your wife and your kids and your granddaughter. And you are the patriarch. And aren't you like the patriarch of perfection?
You know, I don't know that I'm the patriarch of perfection. I'm a patriarch of something. The show is about our family. It's about raising our children, trying to instill in our children good moral values, to be good, decent human beings. I mean, I have 5 children. You know, Chase is my 20-year-old son. Lindsay is my 27-year-old daughter. Savannah's 19. Grayson's 10. And then I have my granddaughter, Chloe, who will be 4 November the 10th, that is my oldest son, Kyle's daughter.
Think Duck Dynasty in a gated community, right?
We don't eat squirrel.
Yeah, and you don't wear camouflage.
Well, I do wear camouflage. It's just John Varvatos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, there's no beard.
Todd's very fashionable. You're
clean shaven, and it's a very different style look. You know, the other thing, too, you've got this big family, but you also have this giant house. Like, when I read that your house, like, first of all, you see the house in the show, at least the outside. I'm assuming it's your real house. Mm-hmm. Okay, because the Kardashians, we found out, it's not Kris Jenner's real house. Like, the exteriors are not their houses. But you have got a gigantic house. Isn't it something like 30,000 square feet?
You know,
it's like bigger than my gym here in Manhattan.
Season one started, and we had built that home. I had given that home to my wife about 8 years before the show started, and all of the kids were still at home.
Wait, what does that mean? You gave it to your wife?
That was a home that she wanted. I started that home and under construction for her.
Oh, I see. So you built it for her.
Yes. Okay. And she loved her home. And the kids were there all the time. But as the kids started growing and moving out, we didn't need all of that. But you didn't need $30,000 to begin with. It was what we wanted at the time. So we have since sold that home, and we have a new home. We have a new home in Buckhead in Atlanta, and then a new home in Nashville.
I see. So your new home that you spend a lot of time in Atlanta, it's not as big as that one.
It's 22,000 square feet.
So it could still fit. Wow. Fit.
What
she
a
knows, Jim.
What a piece of crap.
Yeah.
22,000.
Because, you know,
you must have fallen on hard times. What happened?
I bounced back.
I look at the house and I go, God, that's like so many rooms to clean. Like, that's so much work. And, you know, it's sort of interesting because, I mean, your show is about your family. And when you're filming, it looks like you're all hanging out. But Kevin Hart, sort of the comedian, famously said that even though he's made a lot of money, he's very famous and everything, he refuses to buy a big house because he wants to make sure that everyone's forced to be in the same rooms. He doesn't want them going off to their wing.
Well, you know, I think that even though we had 30,000 square feet, we have 22 now.
You force
they
them.
Don't. My kids never, they never got into that thing of, okay, this is your space, this is mine. We watch television at night. We're in my bedroom. They're camped out in the floor or on the foot of the bed or what have you. So we never used 30,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. We may have used 1,500 to 2,000 square feet because we've always been very tight-knit.
So, Gino, This sounds like you could have a place, you know,
I mean,
to hang
you
out
need,
if
do
you,
you need
go
a house guest?
Yeah.
Here in Manhattan, that would be like accommodations for 400 people, and it would be $1,600 a month for each of them.
Yeah, it's very different here. You know, this would be the size. Well, this is probably a good-sized bachelor pad in Manhattan. I'm talking about our studio space here. So, you know, why did you guys decide to do a TV show? I mean, it is one way of keeping your family close together. You're forced to film together all the time.
You know, I had a friend, Annie Kate Pons, who's a producer. She was with, she was working at that time for another network, and she needed to bring in a project. And so she called and said, you know, can I do a sizzle reel with you? I didn't even know what a sizzle reel was. And she explained
the worst thing you can ever do with your time coming from a video person, just like
so
horrifying.
She ends up, she and Adam Greener from All Three partnered, and they did a sizzle reel, you know, with our family. It took them about 3 days, and 6 weeks later, I'm thinking it's going nowhere. Didn't care if it went anywhere because it wasn't something that we were pursuing. But about 6 weeks later, we got a phone call from Adam Greener with All Three and said, we have pitched your show to 10 networks and we have 9 offers.
Oh, my God. Wow. But what made her think about this? Like, were you guys just sort of known already for being this fascinating family? Or you were like this, like known in your community as like the best dad ever or something?
I was certainly known in my community as being a very strict disciplinarian with our children, making sure that I knew where our kids were at all times. But we were relatively unknown, and I think that was part of the allure that we were not famous, that right. My kids did not grow up in Hollywood, and they wanted a different approach.
Let's hear a little bit of the trailer from the show. It's a little old, but I think it gives you some flavor.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
But perfect should be something you should strive to be.
Her shorts are too big. They need to be smaller.
Smaller or larger, they still look like ass.
Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Oh, my God in heaven. Jesus, help me.
Lindsay is beautiful. She's smart. She's bitchy.
Bitch, get out of my face.
No, get out
it's
of
your
my
daughter.
Face.
Savannah, not wearing a coochie cutter. You look like Pamela Anderson.
Well, that's what I'm striving to be.
A 17-year-old boy is up to no good 90% of the time.
You gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Grace.
That right there is my favorite. Gotta risk it to get the biscuit. Yeah. I'm going to start using that. Bonnie, that's what you got to do out here.
Yeah.
You gotta risk it to get that biscuit.
That would belong to my son, Chase.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I love it.
I've got an idea of what it means.
Yeah, well, I knew what it meant as well. So
you see, you
can infer
you're not
the
a parent.
But after
I'm
my conversation with him, he no longer wanted to risk it to get the biscuit.
No more biscuits for Chase.
He does risk management, too, this guy. He does it all.
That's it.
So now, is it unusual in your community for a parent to be strict?
No. You know, our children have been brought up in the South, and the people that are in, you know, the friends and the people that our kids have grown up with, they are relatively kind of hands-on with their children. So, I mean, certainly I don't think that they're probably as hands-on as I am, but, you know, they are very strict disciplinarians, and so the kids are not allowed to just run rampant. And
Does that mean like curfews? Like, what does that mean?
Yes, yes.
What's the curfew for your kids when they're in high school?
Well, they never were allowed to be out until they were juniors in high school.
Oh, so they couldn't go out? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if they were going to a movie or whatever, their mother accompanied them or I went with them.
Oh, wow.
If they met.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but you know what? When you have a child, you know it's going to be a lot of work. And if you're committed to that process and you love your child and you want to keep them safe, you make the time to make that work. But when they were in a junior, when they started junior-senior prom, that's when they were allowed to go out, and then they had to be home by 11 o'clock.
That is very strict.
I had a curfew like that, too, in high school. My parents would wait up for me, and it was a whole scene. They're all sitting on the stairs when I'd get home, like looking at me like, where have you been?
Oh, I always did the breath test. I mean, you know, I made sure there was no drinking going on. They were in at 11 o'clock.
I'm just impressed you were able to, like, that you, they would let you come along when they were in ninth and tenth grade.
I don't think that there's a process of you letting Todd come along.
Todd is going to come along.
First of all, if you leave my house in the 10th grade, you're leaving with Todd's money. So Todd's going to follow.
Would you get in the car with them or follow?
No, I drove them.
Okay. I've heard all this too. My dad used to tell me I'm breathing his air if I'm inside his house. It's my air you're breathing.
That's, and you know, listen, Chase. I remember Chase, and he was a junior in high school. He said, "You know, I'm entitled to privacy." I says, "Is you're entitled to as much as you can afford to pay for."
So, is this how you were raised?
My parents expected us to be in at a certain time, which was 11 o'clock. They expected us to have good grades. They expected us to be decent, respectful human beings. And if you violated one of those things, there was a consequence.
Todd, I could really use 11 o'clock curfew too right now, just to get in bed early for work. You think you could give me a call in the evening? No. Bonnie would like this.
Yeah, I would really like that. I could use you giving him a curfew.
Yeah, I need some help.
Yeah, but he's single in Manhattan, so you know the party doesn't start until after midnight.
Well, that's obviously the problem.
Yeah, but Todd, if you start paying my rent, I'll listen to you.
I can't take on any more rent.
I figured. Yeah, I got that mortgage. A couple of them.
And seriously, like, I'm considered a strict parent in my town, which is just outside of New York City. And like, I'm one of, like, we always had, you know, earlier curfews than for our kids, than their friends. And also, we were like one of those parents, if they didn't show up on their curfew and then we couldn't reach them and find out that they were on their way home, we'd get in the car and like go and get them or track them down.
Right.
So I was considered really strict, but so I'm just, anyway.
I make you look very nice.
I know. I'm going to now use this for my younger ones that still
there you go.
Are at home. Okay. Watch out, kids. So, did you now, your kids though, who were on the show, they seem to really like it. Like, don't mind these cameras you said that they're sometimes there 30, like 25 hours a day. I mean,
you know, we have about 30 people that are around us at all times.
Wow.
And, you know, the kids they've been on television now for 4 seasons. So they're kind of used to it at the moment. But that doesn't mean that they don't get frustrated. It doesn't mean that things that happen in their life that they would like, you know, that they would love to have the luxury of being able to have this screw up in private. But that's not what we signed up for. We signed up to give you the real, the bad, the ugly, and
right.
the great.
So everything really that goes down
is real.
It happens.
It happens.
And do you ever say to the cameras, you got to turn this off, this we can't?
No, because I feel like that if I do that, then I'm being disloyal to the people that tune into our show.
Wow. So that's amazing. So listeners, when you watch Chrisley Knows Best, this, they haven't cut anything out, so you are
no,
really
there's been a lot cut out, but that's just because we've only got 30 minutes to air it in.
Right. So they've got like hours of footage.
There's hours of footage on the
floor. Could come out later.
Yes.
What about the sort of the invasion of privacy that comes with this and like everything about you being out there? And like, I'm looking up, I Google you, and the first thing that comes up is Todd Chrisley net worth, and it says $5 million. Like, having your finances and everything and cameras
well,
in your house.
First of all, that would be not an accurate estimate.
Is that south or north?
Sounds like that's south.
Yeah. I would like to believe that I've done a little better than
you
that.
You got lowballed. I was going to say, like, two houses, that seems like a little low to me.
I don't know. You know, here's the thing about what you Google. Google is either your best friend or your worst enemy. So rarely do you find anything that is 100% factual on Google. I think that Google, you should use it as a kind of a map to get you to where you need to go. But I don't believe that it is the end-all be-all. I think that the privacy issue, certainly season one was okay. Season two, it became a little bit troublesome. Now season three and four, everyone knows who we are. And, you know, we have people that, you know, that...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Savannah has someone that the authorities had to get involved with. And
like a stalker, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's scary.
And you know, and then I had one. And it's shocking for me that I would only have one. I mean, you know.
What an insult.
I know, right? I was thinking, I should at least have five.
Yeah.
And so.
Hardly dangerous
and
at all.
Like, you
right.
know, gorgeous female stalkers, you know,
right.
throwing themselves at you.
I mean, listen, I'd take a senior citizen gentleman at this point. I mean, no one bothers me.
You know what? Kendall Jenner only has one stalker, too, and she's as famous as it gets.
Wow. Right? Exactly. So, I think you can only handle one at a time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had some crazy come out of the woodwork, and some of it we were related to, and some of it we didn't know. But I think that for us, we gave up a certain amount of our privacy when we agreed to go on television and when we agreed to share our lives. And so I think that we all knew when we sat down and agreed to do this that we were giving up that part of our life to a certain degree to be on this show.
And what was the kind of the payback for being on the show? I mean, I don't think it's strictly financial. I think you wanted to do it for other reasons.
These shows don't really pay, though, right? It's just kind of like labor of love, at least at first, isn't it?
No, I don't know where you're talking to because I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for a check. But
you made a good deal.
I made a very good deal, and I'm very happy with the deal that we've made.
Well, five seasons in, right? They got to start paying you.
We're five seasons in, and, you know, USA Network, when we started with them, USA Network was an absolutely brilliant choice for this show. Bonnie Hammer, Chris McCumber, Jeff Wachtel, they all came to me and said, listen, if you bring this show here, we will let it find its own, we'll let it find its own footing. We'll cross air on E, we'll cross air on Bravo, and that had not been done. And we are so blessed that because going into season five, we still are dealing with the same people. And they still believe in our family the way that they did from day one.
Did you see what happened to Kim Kardashian recently, though? Like, you know,
the robbery?
Yeah, she's been flaunting her wealth for many, many years, and it kind of just caught up to her. And then she's sort of been in hiding ever since. It was a really scary incident. You guys are also very wealthy, and you're sort of out there. Do you worry that it makes you a target like she was?
Well, you know, I don't think that we live the same lifestyle. Children, you know, they don't have that same access to wealth like that.
It's not like jet setting. You guys
kids are in school. We're sitting down for dinner every night at 6 o'clock together as a family.
Like Kim had her $4.5 million ring on Instagram.
Yeah.
Different. I mean, and, you know, for me, I feel like that, you know, I grew up in a society, or rather in a community with my grandparents that, you know, if you talked about what you had, it was vulgar. So I try to make sure that we reel some of that in and that we don't put those kind of things out there. And I just don't think that, no matter what you put out there gives someone the right to break in and steal from you or threaten you. And, you know, Kim's a lovely, lovely, sweet person. And, you know, her family has always been very gracious and kind to ours since we came on the scene. And, you know, my heart goes out to her. My heart goes out to anyone who has something taken from them that they worked for by someone who didn't.
So why did you want to do the show? And why the kids and your wife?
You know, I think that we were a little bit taken aback that anyone would want to do a show. And then when they came to us and sold us on it and told us that, you know, you'll be able to do this and this and this, and you'll be able to brand certain things. And I knew that it was going to be things that could help my children as they were growing older to step into young adulthood and to solidify financially, give them a solid footing, while at the same token making them work for it. So I think that was the most appealing to me.
So let's talk about Savannah, because she's becoming a star on her own. She was Miss Teen USA.
She was Miss Teen Tennessee USA.
How come Tennessee, though? Because you're in Atlanta and Missouri.
Well, but no, we're not in Missouri. Wait, we're in Atlanta and Nashville.
And Nashville. Oh, that's the Tennessee. Yes, okay, now yes. I get it. Okay.
Savannah was Miss Teen Tennessee USA, and she qualified to be in that pageant because we were residents of Tennessee. And I think that Savannah did an amazing job in her year that she held that title. And, you know, she has now moved on from that. She relinquished her title about 4 weeks ago to the new girl that won. And Savannah is a full-time college student. She films 4 days a week. You know, she's creating her own clothing line with Home Shopping Network that will premiere in late spring, early summer of 2017. She's working on a cosmetic line. And she gets up every day and works. And when, as a parent, you love to see your child have a good, solid work ethic.
Right.
So are you the Kris Jenner of Atlanta right now? This is what I'm hearing.
You know, let me tell you something. I could do worse. I think that what Kris has done with her family has been borderline brilliant.
Empire, right?
It's an empire.
Have you had dinner at her house?
I have not had dinner at Kris's home. I just hosted a panel with Kris at NatPe last year in Miami. And I'm very close with Chloe. I love her dearly. And I think that what she's done with her girls is genius. I mean, she has solidified their financial future.
Boy, you know, she ever.
You know, now, yeah. we have a different approach, you know, about how we raise our children. But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that she's wrong and I'm right, or I'm right and she's wrong.
Well, she must be strict in her way, too. I mean, the girls go out and they go to clubs.
She has given them a good, solid, strong work ethic.
Yeah, because those girls don't drink.
No.
Like, they're very, and, you know, they work really
hard. Kim doesn't
hard.
Drink at all.
I know.
You know, Chloe and Kylie doesn't. Kendall, to my knowledge, doesn't. I think that Courtney, I mean, I don't think Courtney puts anything in her body that's bad. But, you know, Chloe may have a cocktail every now and then. But, I mean, at the end of the day.
That's right, cocktails with Chloe,
cocktails
after all.
Cocktails with Chloe. And,
I missed that show.
I loved her show. But I think that she has, I think that with all of the things that people can say, what they cannot say is that those girls are lazy, that they do not show up, that they're not professional. My hat's off to them. God bless them. I love them.
Yeah, no, we love them too, and we cover them constantly, so we know everything they're up to. And we've met them. We've met them all too, and they're always lovely.
Yeah,
like,
always
I love
so
Kim.
Sweet. Always so sweet.
So sweet, so thankful for everything, all of the good things that have happened to them. Now, Savannah, I just want to get back to her. So is she not going to do Miss Teen USA?
She competed in Miss Teen USA, and she was in the top.
Okay.
She was in the top 10. And now she is focusing on her school and her clothing line and her cosmetic line.
She still want to be a doctor?
You know, she is in music management right now.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, there's so many things that Savannah has going on and got her hands on that, you know, I sometimes worry, is it too much? You know, does she have too much on her shoulders at 19?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. It sounds like she's having a good time, though.
She is having
and
a very
I also,
good time.
And I heard that she's friends with a lot of the girls who've gone on The Bachelorette.
I don't know who all Savannah's friends with. Savannah and Lindsay, my oldest daughter, are friends with a lot of the people with what did you say, Bachelorette?
The Bachelorette.
Bachelorette and
The Bachelor.
And the Bachelor's the guys, okay.
The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
I don't follow those shows because I just feel like, you know, there's got to be a problem here. All of you are beautiful. All of you are good looking, and you got to come on television to hook up. I'm just trying to figure out what the problem is with that.
Well, Bonnie, one thing we do have to get to is there's something kind of exciting coming out in Todd's future,
that's
which is a
right.
Christmas album, a Chrisly Christmas. It's just it's alliteration. It sounds good. What's going to be on that record?
You know, this album, which comes out November the 4th, which is going to be in all of your Walmart stores.
That's like right around the corner.
Yes. So November the 4th in Walmart. You can go online to iTunes now to pre-order. That was a wonderful experience. That came along after my first song with Sarah Evans was released in season four, which was Infinite Love.
Did you know you had a singing voice before you started all this?
You know, I had always sang, but I'd never thought about focusing on any kind of recording deal, but or a career. And I still don't. But I think that this album is so fun, and I feel so blessed to leave it to my children and my grandchildren, you know, forever. And there's a song on there, you know, that's Underneath the Mistletoe that I did with my wife. And my girls came to me a few weeks ago and said, out of everything that you've done in our life, that's the greatest gift that you've left us.
Oh, that's so sweet. Do you have some of the music
it's not,
there?
It's not out yet.
No.
But okay. This is a little bit of Todd and Sarah Evans.
I can't forget that yellow dress. My heart was beating out of my chest.
There you go. So, yeah.
That's, wow. You sound great.
Thank you.
I am really impressed.
Is it going to have a southern twist, the record, kind of like
I
this does?
I think everything that twang? I do has a southern twist.
All right.
Well,
it's
you
who we
sing
are.
With Jana Kramer, right?
Jana Kramer's on the album. Michael Ray's on the album.
She was just in here, wasn't she? Am I wrong?
No, she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Yes.
And she just had, she came out and talked all about the physical abuse that she'd had at the hands of her first husband.
Yes.
Did you know that? Did she talk about any of that with you?
I'm very good friends with Jana, and I think that for me to discuss anything that a friend of mine shares with me, that I would be less of the friend than I should be.
What a gentleman. Southern gentleman.
So I think that whatever Jana said to you, I would go to the bank with it.
Yeah. Now she's talked about it a lot lately, and I think that it's I think it's great that she's gone public with that, because of course it always helps other women who might be in similar situations.
I think it's very sad that as a society and where we are today in basically 2017, with just a couple of months away from being there, I think it's very sad that women are still projected as someone that's less than a man, or someone that should be spoken down to, or should not be given her equal time or fair pay. I have successfully raised two daughters that are very strong, independent women. And
you've got a very strong wife.
I have a very strong wife and a very strong mother. And so I think anytime a man raises his hand to a woman, there is no excuse, there's no justification in it. And I don't want that person to be in my vortex. I just don't believe in it. I think it's so sad. And I think that today, I don't think that it's given the kind of attention that it should be given.
Well, are you surprised by the twists and turns that this election has come to? It's talking about the issue of women and women's rights. I mean, it's become such a big issue.
You know, I don't think that it's become such a big issue. I think it's always been an issue. Mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, you now have a broader audience to hear it. But at the end of the day, these issues have been there for women since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
And you know, being a man, I've been in boardrooms. I've heard the idle chatter. I've heard the things that are said that, oh, well, you know, we'll get to her later.
The locker room talk, you mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm not Billy Bush, but, you know, I just feel like that, you know, are we still doing that? Because I'm surrounded by so many women in television that are so brilliant and that know their destiny.
Yes,
they know why they're here.
And we know Bonnie Hammer, too.
And how you know, someone like Bonnie Hammer, how can you look at her and say, how can you dismiss someone like Bonnie Hammer? And so I feel like that in this election, there are so many things wrong with this election. And I just feel like that I was watching a drama play out on live television that's supposed to be about what we're doing as a whole, as a country, to make the world better, not just for the citizens of the United States of America, but for the world. And we're talking about conversations that you've had in a locker room, and we're talking about missing emails, and, you know, and it's great to have the banter back and forth, but did you solve anything in these debates? So that's troublesome for me when I'm raising children.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, absolutely. Well, listen, you've got your finale coming up, right?
I do. November the 1st.
Okay.
USA Network, right? 10 p.m.
Okay.
And it's a great finale. This finale.
Want to give us a hint of what's there to come?
I think that you're going to see a lot of fun times. You're going to see some issues that we go through and that we navigate our way through them. But that what you will see in the end is that we all love each other very, very much with all of our hearts. And that no matter what happens, we're going to be there for each other.
Okay, like let's just give us the time again. To watch the finale.
Chrisley Knows Best, the season finale, November the 1st, 10 p.m. Okay. on USA Network.
And the Christmas album is coming out November 4th, right?
Christmas album, November the 4th. November
big Chrisley week.
November the 4th in Walmart, and it's now pre-order on iTunes.
It's all Chrisley all the time. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.